Welcome to the Your Pretty Pennies podcast. I'm your host, Tara Jones, a personal finance coach, lifestyle designer, and mommy. The YPP podcast is a weekly show created to inspire and assist you with becoming financially stable so you can build wealth and design your desired lifestyle. Welcome to Your Pretty Pennies with Tara Jones. I'm Tara Jones, financial success coach and financial goal setting strategist. Today we are going to be talking about the five things that you need to do, the five steps you need to take in order to pay off your personal loan or loans if you have more than one. If you are new to me, welcome, welcome. I am in the middle of Debt-Free February, which is my little challenge or video series that I'm doing in order to help you pay off debt, help you get out of debt this year, next year, the year after, depending on how much debt you have, how long it will take. And next week, I am launching the financial reset to further help you, right? To further serve you, to further coach you, walk alongside of you, empower you, educate you on how to become debt-free and live a life of financial freedom. If that's something that you are interested in, click the link in the description so you can check out what the financial reset is. It is my 6-week coaching and support program where you get my actual course, the financial reset, which is 6 modules, and it goes over all the major personal finance areas, breaks down in layman's term how to handle budgeting, how to handle savings, how to manage your money properly, how to create goals, how to create your financial vision, how to pay off debt, how to build your credit, how to buy insurance policies, right? It goes through everything that you can think of when it comes to your personal finances so you can create an amazing financial plan that allows you to use your income to manifest the lifestyle you desire. So we will get into a little bit more about that at the end, but for right now, let's go over these 5 steps on how to pay off personal loans. I got my notes here, and let's get started. So the first thing that I want to say is that personal loans is pretty much the same thing as auto loans, like the way that your interest is calculated, the way that you will have to like help manage it, and the way that you're going to have to pay it off, right? The steps are the same. So that's a good thing. So if you're paying off an auto loan and you have some personal loan, one or two in your name, the steps that you will take is pretty much the same. You'll just start with whichever one is the cheapest and then you'll go from there. So the first thing, like I always say, the first thing you want to do before you start paying off debt or even get into the process of these steps is get your mind right, right? You need a winning financial mindset. You need a winning, an empowered, a hopeful, an obsessive, excited mindset to pay off debt, because paying off debt is a sacrifice, right? You could be using your income for anything that you desire, but you desire debt freedom, so you're using your income to pay off debt, to pay back what you owe. And that's amazing. That's great. If you know my story, I've paid off over $60,000 in student loan debt and auto loan debt in less than 2 years. And it took my mindset, right? It took me to create a financial vision, a personal vision statement, like really define who the woman is that I wanted to become, the lifestyle that I truly desired. It took for me to create a financial plan. Again, we go through that in a financial reset, how to build a whole financial plan around your debt repayment planning. And then it also took a winning mindset, right? And that's why I started off this series with the video that talks about the mindset that you need in order to pay off debt. So if you haven't watched that yet, definitely go back to that video because it is going to be helpful for you. All right. And so number one, get your mindset right. If you haven't watched that video, definitely watch it as soon as you're done with this one. Number two, or step two, you're going to call your financial institution and you're going to ask them if they accept principal only payments. Now, like I said in the auto loan video and paying off auto loans, these banks and financial institutions, they make their bread and butter off the interest that they charge you for loaning you money, right? And so most times they will have you jumping through hoops if you do not specify that you are making principal-only payments, and if you are not doing the principal loan payment process correctly, right? So that's why the step number two is very important, because you need to call the financial institution, whether it's a bank, a credit union, whoever it is that loaned you the personal loan, and say, hey, I'm starting my debt repayment process. I'm starting to get this, out of my life. Do you accept principal only payments? If so, what is the process? Nine times out of 10, they will say yes. And you ask them the process. Some of them, if you pay a certain amount a month, the rest will automatically go to principal. So like each month, your principal, your interest is like $200, right? Out of $450 a month, or it's $50 out of the $150 that you pay. And if you pay anything above that, it automatically goes to principal. But some of them, they require you to state, like send in a different payment, an extra payment that's labeled principal only payments. Some of them require you to send it to a whole different department, so you're not necessarily able to, just auto pay it. You got to kind of delegate it and write a check and delegate it so they'll know for sure where it goes. So know that up front. So that way you're not paying on interest. That way they're not pushing out your due date, or, they're not putting that money on your next month's payment. That's not what we're doing. We want to start paying off interest while we're doing the monthly payment. So every month, we're going to be doing monthly payments plus an extra payment to the principal balance only. All right. So that's why you need to call that financial institution and say, hey, what is the process for sending in principal only payments? Can I do it automatically? Can I auto deduct it? Or do I have to send in a check, or do, like, what is the case? Do I have to call somebody? Do I have to check something on my online banking system? Like, what is the process for that? All right. Number three, create your monthly budget to calculate your disposable income amount. So like if you've been watching any of my videos, you already know the next three points. Number three is create your monthly budget so you can identify your disposable income amount. Number four is to increase your income so you can increase your disposable income. And number five is to decrease your expenses so you can increase your disposable income. Now let's go back to step three, because that monthly budget is key, right? How to create a monthly budget, you can definitely go to my website at yourprettypitties.com and get the Budget Mastery Masterclass. It's absolutely free. Just got to put your name and your email, and it gets sent to your email inbox immediately. It's like a 30 to 45 minute training where I will be live on my computer showing you how to create a monthly budget, and you also get the template that I created and used, right? But this is going to be key, because you need to know how much income you have coming in, and also you need to know what you're spending every month, so you will know how much money you have left over after your expenses are covered to pay off debt. Because one of the things we have to realize is before we start paying off debt, we need to make sure everything is secure. We need to make sure we got money set aside for bills, for groceries for the entire month, our car loan payment, the minimum payment on our auto loan. We need to make sure the monthly payments on our insurances is covered, like everything else that we need to cover before we start paying extra on our debt, right? Because it's more important to cover your current financial situation than it is future, right? So at the end of the day, the third thing that you need to do is create a monthly budget so you know exactly how much income you expect, how much expenses you expect this month, and then what is, so income minus expenses is your disposable income. What is your disposable income? Because that is the money you are able to send in as an extra payment, right? So the goal is, again, to send in at least one extra payment a month towards that personal loan. That's what's going to get it knocked off quickly, because the more money you pay towards that principal, the less money you pay in interest over time. All right. Interest is not front loaded with a personal loan, which means all you're doing is paying interest every time you pay a payment in the beginning couple of years. No, you pay some on principal and some on interest every payment, and payment and your interest is continually being calculated based on the principal. Right. So you have to realize that. So don't stop making payments once you feel like I paid off the interest rate, I can just coast from here. No, the only way to not incur interest is to pay it off completely, right? So we need to make at least one extra payment, principal only, outside of our monthly payment. Your monthly payment towards that personal loan is going to have a little bit going towards principal, then a little bit going towards interest. Then we're going to make a second one with our disposable income, and that's the amount that's going to go towards principal only. And again, refer to step two to see how you can best Delegate that. Make sure that they understand that you have to communicate that. All right. And another tip, just like I said in my auto loan video, here is a little known fact that if you pay your monthly payment earlier than what it is set for, more of that payment go towards principal than it does interest. So for example, if your monthly payment on your personal loan is the 15th, if you pay on the 1st, or if you pay the 30th of the month before, you know, the prior month for, you know, this month for the 15th, more of that payment is going to go towards principal than it's going to go towards interest. So it's in your best interest to pay early. And again, obviously paying on time is better than paying late. By paying late, you pay more towards interest and less towards principal if you make late payments. Even if you don't get a late payment fee, or if you're still in your grace period, this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the payment and how your interest and your principal is calculated on the back end over at your financial institution. If you pay way ahead of time on your monthly payments, more of it goes to principal, which means you pay less in interest over the course of your payment, your payout, right? Your payoff time. All right. So that's number three. Number four, increase your income so you can increase your amount of disposable income. I said this before, I say it again. This is key. Not only do you need to get your mind right, you need to get your income up. Again, if you're trying to pay off debt quickly, if you're not trying to be, we're trying to be the hare in this race, not the tortoise, right? We're trying to get this debt gone, because the quicker we pay off our debt, the quicker we become debt free, the less money we pay over time and interest, right? So the sooner you pay it off, the less you pay, right, for that personal loan. So we want to speed up this process. We want to expedite this. And the fastest way to do that is to increase your income. Right? So you need to take inventory. What are you good at? What can you monetize? What can you do for others? How can you show up and help others, right? Can you Uber? Can you Lyft? Can you and Lyft, I mean like the car company where you drive around people, right? Not like Lyft stuff, but you can Lyft stuff too. Can you personal shop? Can you homesit? Can you dog sit? Can you dog walk? Can you babysit, right? Can you be a personal assistant on your time off from your 9 to 5? Can you do some work for freelance? Can you do freelancing on your computer when you're at home? Can you help people manage something, organize their home? What is it that you're good at? Right? When I was paying off $60,000 back between 2012 and 2014, I was a woman on a mission, right? I was hungry for new ways to make money. The first thing that I did was I monetized my finance degree. Right. And I was doing budget reviews and analysis for my friends and family, people at my church. Right. The second thing that I was doing is I was teaching couponing classes. I was an extreme couponer and I knew how to coupon. Right. And so I was teaching people, you know, free. I will go to the local library. They have like a free conference room. I'll rent it out every weekend and I'll invite people there. They'll pay me $15 to come sit in for a 2-hour class. And they were able, by the time they were done, I gave them free coupons and I gave them a whole worksheet and cheat sheet and everything. And then by the time they were done, they knew how to, you know, coupon and get some great products and food for their home. And I made, you know, a couple of hundred a month or, you know, a weekend, right? So in between those two, I was like making $1,500 extra aside from my 9 to 5 doing that, right? And so it expedited the process of me paying off my debt quickly. And every time I got some extra cash every weekend, I didn't sit on it. I put it in my bank and I sent it off to the student loan company. I made extra payments all the time. I made 3-4 payments a month. I did not sit on that income that I was bringing in for the sole purpose of paying off debt. I sent it immediately. So if you're trying to get these personal loans out of your life, definitely pay them off immediately. When you get extra cash, when you get your second paycheck from your second job, or, you know, when you're working for somebody or doing something for others and you're getting paid from these odd jobs, deposit that money in the bank, send it as a principal only payment. Continue, even if you gotta do it 4 or 5 times in a month until you are at, you know, just any extra cash, just throw it over there, throw it over there, throw it over there, right? The fifth thing that I did and what you should do is decrease your expenses that you pay out each month to ensure that you can keep a high disposable income amount so you can put more money towards your payments, right? Again, we done said this before, we gonna say it again. We ain't talking about cutting coupons and cutting $5 coffees, That's not what will help you move the needle when it comes to paying off large amounts of debt in a small amount of time. You need to identify expenses, expensive habits, you know, addictions, ways that you have that is costing you hundreds of dollars a month, right? Clean up, go, when you look at your monthly budget, if you are paying for subscriptions that you don't use, turn them off. If you are shopping, or if you are eating out every night, stop it. If you are hanging out in Target and Macy's every night and weekend, stop it, right? We are no longer living like we don't have a mission for our money. The mission for your money, again, if you're trying to become debt-free in 2018 or in 19, like continuing into however long it takes you, you need to get serious. And by being serious, you're going to have to practice some delayed gratification. You're going to have to practice some financial discipline. You're going to have to temporarily hold off on the shopping and the spending and the eating out and the hanging out and the dinner and drinks with friends and doing all that stuff. You're going to have to get really resourceful to where you can scale back. Use that money that you have. Use your income that you have to pay off debt instead of using your income to splurge, right? You done hung out long enough. For the next year, year and a half, you can sacrifice some of that. So later you can live like how you want to live, right? I'm 28 years old. Oh, I'm 29. My birthday was Sunday. I'm 29 years old. It's so weird saying that. I'm 29 years old, completely debt free. The only debt that I have, quote unquote debt I have in my name is credit cards. But I don't even carry debt on them because I pay them off. I only use them one time a month. And I put a fill up on my car on there. And before I even pull out of the gas station, I pay it off immediately. So I don't carry a balance for more than 10 minutes. So technically, I'm debt free, right? I don't have anything else in my name. And that's how you should be. You should be able to say, when I want to leverage debt, I will. But I always have a plan to pay it off. And right now, your personal loans is not serving you. That was not a good debt to get into. Right? You are getting charged almost double if you stay the length of the loan. Right? So we're going to try to cut that time in half, cut the amount of interest that you pay over time in half by expediting the process of paying off that personal loan. And that means increasing your income, decreasing your expenses, cutting the shopping habits, the loaning money, the wasteful spending, the shopping habits, the allowing Target to just overcome you and buy everything in the store because of their secret sauce that they put in the air. I swear. That store will have you in there just in love. They put some pheromones or something up in that atmosphere because it ain't no way. Like, no other store gets to me, and I'm sure probably you, the way Target does. Like, I just want everything. Everything looks beautiful. The lighting is right. The mood is set. Like, I'm calm. I'm peaceful. I just want everything. Like, listen, when you in debt, just stay out of Target. That should be step number 6. When I'm in debt, I'm just not going to go to Target. Like, if I need something from Target, I'm going to order online and pick up in the store. That way, the only thing I can do is go to the front counter, right? It's real, because Target will have you in there spending your whole paycheck. Like, it's real, right? And if you get a second job, don't go get no second job at Target, right? We ain't going to do that, because you'll be spending all the money you're supposed to be using to pay off your personal loan debt, right? We ain't going to do that. All right, so from here on out, I'm your financial success coach. My wishes for you and my advice to you is to focus on 4 things with your money. Number 1, giving, right? So you can give 10% at least during this time. It activates the law of reciprocity. This too expedites how well you and how fast you can pay off debt, because when you bless others and when you give, you get. Right? You reap what you sow. You are sowing money seeds. So that's why giving should never stop when you are in debt repayment planning mode. Number 2, saving. Save at least $2,000 in your savings account, right? If you do not have that yet, that's what you should be doing first before you start paying extra on your personal loan, right? Once you have $2,000, stop saving, put all your extra cash into your personal loan until that's paid off, and then you can resume saving 6 months worth of living expenses. Number 3, you can be, while you're paying off debt, you just manage your current living expenses and then minimum payments on your insurances, on your other debts. If you have any other debts and you're starting with this one first, definitely keep those minimum payments current, because we don't want anything else going into collections if you have any in collections. If you don't, that's great. That's perfect, because again, I am a ambassador of my credit score. I wanted to use it to get a mortgage, and I'm sure you may want to too in the future. And so in order for us to leverage our lines of credit, leverage our credit score, we have to be cognizant of how we are managing our bills, managing our monthly payments, not getting late fees, not getting things sent to collections because we forgot about them, or we're just kind of ignoring them or fearful of them. We're not doing any of that. And if you need help with that, you definitely should be in the financial reset, because we go over all of that and more. And then number four, principal only payments, right? So whenever you get paid, the first thing you do, give 10%. The second thing you do, save. If you're not saving, then you should be done with that. So that shouldn't be an issue. The third thing is you pay your bills, your mortgage, your groceries, your minimum payments on your car loan and your insurances and blah, blah, blah. And then once that's done, everything else needs to go to the principal only payments, right? That's going to be your second payment each month. Hopefully you can do more than one, but it should be, you should be making a monthly payment, and then you should be making an extra payment that's principal only. And again, refer back to two, call your financial institution, ask them how to delegate this income to principal only, how to delegate your money to principal only payment. All right. That is all I got for you today. As you know, February 20th, which is next Tuesday, we are launching the Financial Reset Online Academy and Coaching and Support Program. It is going to be a 6-module course that will last over 6 weeks, and you get 6 Q&A calls with me, and you also get access to a private accountability group that I will be in all the time, helping you ladies manage your money, get you unstuck, answer your questions as you go through the course. If you have any questions, answer them. You can find financial accountability partners, people in your area. Like, it's all going to be virtual, online. It's an online course. It's an online Facebook community that is a private, it's a secret, actually. Like, nobody can access it but those who go into the Financial Reset. Enrollment opens February 20th, and it closes March 1st, and there's going to be a limited amount of people, because I am pouring over the next 6 weeks from March 1st to the middle of April. You get all my time and attention, like, you are priority, so I can't have too many people, so it is going to be limited seating. So make sure when it opens that you are the first one to get in by clicking that link in the description, which is bit.ly/thefinancialreset, and make sure that you sign up for the wait list, because they get early access. And also, as a bonus, they get the Reset Your Money Mindset course that releases next week, and it retails for $197, but you get it for absolutely free when it releases, all right? So make sure you get up on that. And talk to you guys soon. I will see you in my next video next week. We are talking about mortgages. We are talking about student loans. We are talking about ways to make money to pay off debt. We are talking about so much more other stuff. Repossessions, debt and collections. I think those are the other two that there's one more other thing, because we're doing Monday through Friday another debt-free topic. All right. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you stay by the Your Pretty Pennies page, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.